News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
The nerves will be jangling in households, including Mark's and my own, up and down the country, with just 24 hours now to go to Leaving Cert 2021. We're joined by the Minister for Education, Norma Foley. Minister, thank you for talking to us. Your message for the class of 2021.
Good morning. Well, I do want to take the opportunity to wish them well. I think they have been a remarkable year group. They have shown extraordinary resilience, determination and focus. It has been an unprecedented 18 months, but the class of 2021 have done all that has been asked of them. I know they have done the work. They are a unique group, I suppose a unique cohort now, because they are in a position where they've been afforded the opportunity to choose the accredited grades process or the written exams as they begin tomorrow, or indeed a combination of both. So I'm very pleased to see that a very large percentage of them have actually opted for both, which means they're giving themselves the best possible option. So I do want to thank them for their resilience and their focus and their good humour and patience throughout this process. And I also want to take the opportunity to wish them every possible success tomorrow, and indeed on an ongoing basis. They're richly deserving of it.
Yeah, absolutely. I think everyone will agree with that. Are you concerned, like the twin track approach that you've opted for, are you concerned about real potential for grade inflation in there, Minister?
No, I think it was very important that we would recognise that we are in the midst of a pandemic. Tremendous progress obviously has been made, and we're hopefully coming out the other end of it now, but we are still in the midst of a pandemic. So it was hugely important for the benefit of students that we would have the opportunity to provide the accredited grades process and to provide also for the written exams. And I think that was an approach that was advocated for by students, and indeed all of the partners in education supported this process. I've every confidence in terms of grade inflation in that, you know, very strong guidance was given to schools. Teachers are more than familiar with the process now, I suppose, than last year, given that this is our second year in.
Well, interesting. Do you expect there, because I mean, we know there was some significant reassessment when the grades came out, and some significant downgrading from what the predicted grades originally were at. Do you think teachers will do better this time around in terms of being more accurate?
Well, I think teachers are professionals to the last, and I think experience and familiarity brings with it a considerable, I suppose, assurance in undertaking any process. And as I say, guidelines were very, very strong this year in terms of you know, how to manoeuvre your way through the process. And remember as well, it's a shared process within a school, in that it's not just an individual teacher providing an estimated mark. That's also agreed with the cohort of teachers within the subject area, and you also have the oversight of the principal. So it's very much a shared process. So I have every confidence that they are in a position to deliver on it.
Okay. And in terms of college places and so on, 7th of September, the CEO offers, particularly those students who are looking to, say, move to a city to go to college, they're going to be behind the curve in terms of second years and third years and fourth years in terms of looking for accommodation. Is there anything you can do or anything you can say to them?
Well, look, I think we're very conscious that every year accommodation can be a challenge for all students, irrespective of the year. But particularly, I think the colleges themselves have shown tremendous leadership in that. You know, last year as well, they made particular provision for first years. I know they are keen to ensure that will happen again this year, so that, you know, things will fall into place. I suppose today I'm very conscious of saying to students, you know, you have done the work, you have played your part, and at this point, you know, the rest of society and the colleges and the further education institutes and whatever pathway you choose to take, each of those sectors will play their part as
okay.
Well, they did so previously, and I've every confidence that they will do it again now this year.
And just briefly, Minister, rules and so on, there will be, students will have to wear masks during exams. That's going to be difficult.
Yes, indeed. But again, I'm just going to say that the students have been superb in all that they have achieved in these past 18 months. They're very conscious. No one knows better than the students themselves of, you know, the, I suppose, the additional burdens that have been placed on them in terms of safely moving through COVID-19. And because of their goodwill and cooperation in schools, schools did remain places of controlled environment. And, you know, so when they go into the exam situation tomorrow, it will be very familiar to them in terms of the operations will be quite similar. We're operating the examination centres on the back of very strong public health advice. We did obviously, as people would recall, operate the exams very successfully in November, so that has been a very positive learning experience for us. And so all the measures, I want to assure students, all the measures that need to be in place will be in place. There will be reduced numbers in all of the rooms, there will be additional exam centres, all the control and mitigation measures that need to be there will be there. They can absolutely rest easy that what needs to be done within the school environment and the exam environment for their benefit to allow them to do the best that they can do, it absolutely will be in place.
Okay, a couple of very quick things before I let you go, Minister. We had a really interesting piece last week with the journalist John Gibbons, who was talking about climate change and the need to teach it better in schools. He was making the point, and I have to say I was shocked by this. He said that basically the Department of Education plays very little role, and even the curriculum body plays very little role in the setting of the curriculum, that it's really, and I'm slightly paraphrasing here, but it's kind of on the whim whoever writes the Leaving Cert books. Is that actually the case, and does more need to be done to make it much more centralised and have a bigger role for the Department of Education in that?
No, that's absolutely, most certainly not the case. The curriculum is set down by the National Council Curriculum Assessment. It's a very clear curriculum, depending on whatever the subject area might be, and all schools are obliged to follow that curriculum. Certainly, different publishers, again, take on board that curriculum, and they produce various textbooks on the basis of that, and teachers do have the freedom to choose the textbook that they feel best matches, I suppose, the inclination of their students, yeah. Or what happens within the classroom. But I want to be very, very clear about it. The curriculum is clear. It's set down by the NCCA, and all
some of the stuff I have to say,
curriculum.
Minister, I've seen some of the things I've seen in the books, and I've a couple of raised eyebrows at stuff I've seen in some of the books. I wonder, is there enough scrutiny placed on them?
Well, obviously, again, I want to be very clear.
Sorry, I'm not talking about morality here. I'm just talking about accuracy, no. And even kind of, it's like quite dated thinking in some of the textbooks I've seen.
Well, obviously, you know, the curriculum changes on an ongoing basis. It's added to, or it's altered completely, or whatever the case might be. And there is an onus then, obviously, to have the textbooks that match that. But, for example, I know myself from my own experience, you know, a teacher may choose to use a variety of textbooks depending on what the topic might be in the classroom. And I think we need to give that autonomy to the teacher and to the classrooms, and that, you know, there is no one textbook that teaches everything. I think our teachers are uniquely placed to draw on a whole variety of, I suppose, whether it's videos or whether it's newspapers, or, you know, you never limit yourself within the classroom. And teachers have wonderful experience in bringing the widest breadth possible into the classroom.
OK, Education Minister Norma Foley, thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning.